It is time for Highway Thoughts with Robert. Here's your host, Robert. I do this every year, driving home, collecting my thoughts, and record one of these little things from the highway, which I don't know why I have to do that intro every year to tell you I do it every year. It's kind of like the wedding. It's time for the speech from the best man, and he starts with, when I thought about what to say in this speech, well, yes, we all know you thought about what to say in the speech, because you're giving a speech. Anyway, I'm just going to get into it, because starting with that is pretty stupid. I came up last week for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I came back this week for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, hoping to see improvement, because what I saw last Saturday was really rough. One of the rougher scrimmages I've ever seen at an Illinois practice. Like 6 or 7 interceptions and lots of confusion and everything else. So I left last week thinking, okay, if we're playing Ball State today, like last Saturday, we're losing by a significant amount. Like, that team isn't ready to compete against anyone. I think I even said, like, Murray State, the team that we, you know, really bad team we let off with last year. Like, we would have lost to Murray State last Saturday. But that's all part of the process. You know, we're so young. There's so many freshmen out there running these routes for the second or third time ever and trying to learn and trying to grow and figure things out, and so it's going to be ragged, and it's going to be like that. The interceptions, you could possibly try to maybe reduce. Those are never good signs, but, you know, for the most part, it looked really ragged, and we know why, because the majority of the players on the field don't know the playbook yet. It's just a function of bringing in that many freshmen and walk-ons and running them all through practice and trying to build a team in the 5 weeks you have in the summer before the season starts. So this Saturday, so today, they did probably the most scrimmaging I've ever seen a Lovey team do in 2 springs and 2 summers, in that they had a full set of officials who were calling penalties. So if it's 3rd and 5 and they see a offensive lineman flinch, they're blowing it dead and it goes to 3rd and 10. You know, it's situational. They put the offense on the 40 and try and get them to score, or they put the offense on the 2 and try and get them to come out from the end zone or whatever. So it's not like they're punting and then the other team takes over and they go the other way. I mean, they're playing on an 80-yard field. So, you know, it's not like it's a football game. But it's enough to give you a glimpse of what you have, especially when they're calling penalties, because, you know, 2 holdings in a row and then a loss of down, or there's something else. You know, at one point, the second string offense was in 3rd and 36. So, yes, they were going through situations that are going to happen in games and seeing what you have to do. There's no tackling. It's bump drill, which means it's more or less 2-hand touch. There's still a lot of solid contact. People are blocking and fighting. If a linebacker has a tackle, it's not just touching the guy. He's more or less wrapping him up, just not bringing him to the ground. So, and that's when they'll blow a play dead. So you have to understand that in a scrimmage like this, there's a lot of benefit for the defense, because a quarterback who's not being tackled at all, not even being contacted, wearing a different color jersey, you know, if Chase Crouch gets out of the pocket and has some room to run, somebody just tap him on the arm and he's down. So, tackles he would have broken, additional yards he would have gained. There was one play, he would have had a 7-8 yard gain, but somebody kind of reached out as he went by and tapped his shoulder, and then he was down. So, you know, 2-yard loss. Now it's 3rd and 12 instead of 3rd and 4. So that's what's happening on the field. But you can still get a sense of, is the offense playing well? Is the defense playing well? You know, was that sack because the offensive line totally screwed up, or was that sack because the defensive line just a great outside rush move that it's going to be hard for anybody to stop? So, yes, the offense was, I'll say, significantly improved. Last Saturday was really, really bad, and this Saturday was much, much better. Is it better to the point of ready for Ball State? No, but still 3 more weeks, and you hope that they continue climbing and improving like this. I mean, it's interesting to watch. You know, I know it's a broken record thing, and I know probably everyone is talking about this, but when there are so many true freshmen on the field, it just, there's so much coaching that has to happen, play in, play out, and everything else, that there's no real flow to something like this. I don't really know how to describe it. You know, I don't think a basketball practice could ever look this ragged, because players more or less know what they're doing. They may get a little lost on defense, as, you know, some freshman coming in. But when you have, you know, say 22 football players out there, and let's say on some plays, because this happens, like 8 of them are true freshmen who don't even know half the playbook yet and haven't had all the reps that they need, somebody's going to go the wrong way. Somebody's going to block the wrong guy. Somebody's going to hit the wrong gap. It's just going to happen, and they're going to coach, and they're going to coach, and they're going to coach. So the best thing you can look for is improvement, and that's what we saw last Saturday to this Saturday. They put themselves in situational drills today. You're at the 40, and you need a touchdown. Go, you know, if they weren't punting, but obviously, you know, one time they got pushed back, and so they were in like 4th and 15, so obviously they're going to punt there. You know, other times, you know, they get to the 12, and it's, you know, 4th and 3 or whatever, and they got to go for it because they need a touchdown. So it's that kind of thing. They even did a 2-minute drill where the offense had to get into field goal range, and they were down 2, so they had to try to kick a field goal to win it, which they did. They made it. That was the second string offense. So you would see good and you would see bad. I think the defense still slightly outperformed the offense, mostly because I think the defensive line slightly outperformed the offensive line. When it was ones against ones, you saw a lot of disruption in the backfield. Jamal Milan, Tamir Oliver, James Crawford, Sean Adesanya, all these guys were consistently disruptive, and continue to be. So because of that, I'll give the slight edge to the defense. I think they're playing a little better than I expected. But the offense went from an F on Saturday to maybe a C+, B- today, which is significantly improvement and makes me feel a lot better. Because I drove home last Saturday concerned for the future of this season. So overall, I'm driving home with a better feeling. I'm driving home not as panicked as I was a week ago. You know, if we played Ball State today, it would be a close game. And again, I don't know how good Ball State is. They could be horrific. They could be awesome. I don't even know. I'm just saying, you play a generic MAC team last Saturday, and it would have been UGLY. And today would have been more competitive. And hopefully in the next 3 weeks, it keeps getting better and better and better as they, you know, as these kids settle into their positions and are ready to, you know, play some college football from game one. So that's all I have. I'm going to get back to driving. I've been driving this whole time. So that's it. Go Liner.